You can kill it. I really hope you can assassinate the nasty part of you that you look past but hate. I hope you murder it dead. I hope you cut off its head, because you deserve the chance to live life fully. But before that can happen, you gotta delete the bully in it. Sad, oh it's fucking sad, how your kids don't even call you dad. And it hurts, I know it fucking hurt, all alone with your stuff, cause what's all that stuff fucking worth? Do it value as much as happiness? Is it worth more than your family is? Are you happy with your purchases? Would you return them just to see your kids? Oh Philip, maybe someday you'll hit me up just to say that you figured out the way to finally be okay, okay, okay. It's true, you helped me out, thank you. That helped immense amount. You bought me a pipe, torch and phone. And when I overdosed, you told the doctors 14th was my home. But be sure you tell the whole damn truth. Don't forget we made a deal, I got proof. Don't forget you couldn't deal, so you cut me loose. I didn't fucking steal, if I did then so did you. It's bad, it's all fucking bad. You locked me out that night, still I didn't get mad. You hit me up the next day, said you fell asleep. I had been with a friend which filled you with jealousy. I guess you value control more than our agreement. Made a huge fucking deal, told me to stay the fuck away. The funny part is I was never yours, so how do you figure that I'd wait out in the cold like you were my bigger picture of Lim? You made me cry that day. I remember it, the end of May, when you hit me up just to say that all your stuff's worth fucking way more, and our friendship's in the way. So the friend goes, the stuff can stay, just like your kid's whole life on replay. Tell me, was it worth the price you had?
Restore what was. Dusty Philip, fuck.